This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. Imagine this, a typical New England vegetable garden on a sunny summer's day. A handful of pumpkins laze along the ground and bean plants snake their way up poles leaned together. Tomatoes hang heavy with fruit, while some cosmos and calendula sway in the gentle breeze. Such a scene is not likely to conjure up thoughts of danger or mortal peril. And yet, even this idyllic landscape is rife with predators. Like highwaymen hunting the roads leading into 17th century London, a myriad of assailants lay in wait along the garden paths, ready to waylay passersby. While the gardener is left to pass in peace, the same cannot be said of some flower-bound hoverfly, beetle, or greenbottle. Armed with a blade-like implement, this brigand has come to rob them of their lives. So who's the culprit? Well, the aptly named robberfly. With common names often including titles such as marauder, bandit, and thief, the propensity for violence among this family within the order Diptera is well established. While many true flies are rather benign scavengers and nectar sippers, robber flies are consummate predators. In place of a straw-like or spongy mouthpart, these flies make use of a short dagger-like proboscis and subsequent neurotoxin injection to subdue their prey. The long blade-like ovipositors borne by many species are used for egg-laying rather than playing any sort of role in the species' more barbarous act. Within the gardens, dooryards, and forest edges of New England, the northeastern hammertail is the most common species. I've frequently encountered this species perched atop a bean pole, garden stake, or tomato cage. Of the local robber flies, this species appears to be the most willing to land on humans, though they do so seemingly only to make use of us as suitable vantages or resting places with no intent to cause any harm. And while robber flies are capable of delivering a bite to a human, they seldom do so and seem only to do so in their defense. In addition to the northeastern hammertail, micropanthers, small robber flies belonging to the genus Atomosia, as well as the striped-leg robber fly, which was introduced to the United States in the early 20th century, are relatively common near human habitation. Having spent much of the last few summers working in Maine's scattered pine barrens over the last few years, I've had regular encounters with another genus of robber flies commonly known as the marauders. Both the northeastern and eastern red-tailed marauders can be found patrolling the boundaries of the scrublands or buzzing above the expanses of exposed sand. The marauders are large, conspicuous individuals capable of tackling prey, including butterflies and dragonflies, as well as other well-armed insects, such as yellow jackets, hornets, and even other small robber flies. After emerging from a tangle of scrub oaks one afternoon, I spotted what looked like a very large bumblebee perched on the foliage of a small tree within a clearing. On closer inspection, I spotted this individual's short antennae, large eyes, and impressive proboscis. Here was Laphria grossa, a robber fly belonging to the genus Laphria, a band of robber flies which mostly don the guise of bumblebees to lower the guard of unsuspecting beetles. As I watched, this individual craned its head about, no doubt eyeing some passing prey before darting off with an audible buzz. Striking a contrast to the rather bulky Laphria is the delicate shellac-back pixie. While some robber flies take mobile prey, whether on the ground or in the air, this pixie ambushes perched insects. Beautifully streamlined, this robber fly has a long, slender form with six crane-like legs and a head composed of little more than a large set of eyes and a short, but deadly, proboscis. For all their villainous names and associations, robber flies serve important roles in the landscape. Their predatory habits help keep insect populations in balance, ensuring that our gardens and meadowlands hum rather than swarm with insect life. They've even been known to help keep invasive species in check. A study of Chilean robber flies found that the insects were the primary hunters of invasive bee species in the region. So when you catch sight of a robber fly resting on a stake or sunning in the sand, take a moment to admire the skyborne bandit or marauder, who in truth is just as much a keeper of the peace
was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.